Good morning. It is 9:10. I'm Larry Long. It is a very pleasant morning, 59 out. And welcome to Over the Garden Fence with your host, gardening expert Andy Waddell. Over the Garden Fence is brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. Now, here's your host, Andy Waddell. Morning, Andy.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Real good, thanks.
You did say it. It is a very pleasant morning.
It is. I like it.
It's not hot. It's not cold yet.
No.
Nice to seen some joggers and bikers out this morning.
Oh, plenty of them, yeah.
Yeah, I even seen somebody pruning as I went in. I think maybe we get some timely tips under our belt, and then we could take some callers later if you wanted to.
Sounds good.
You bet. And hey, good morning, and welcome everybody to another great day on Over the Garden Fence. So I want to ask a question. How's that yard or how's that garden look today? Kind of ratty? Put it off long enough? I know in my garden I have. So let's get some tips today to help get our timely, fun chores done outside. And I want to say fun because I enjoy getting them done. Some satisfaction for sure on project completed. So let's take a look at the garden first. A lot of vegetables in the garden are probably past and have bared a good crop this year due to the cool summer, nice moisture. And yeah, there's still, say, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, kale, probably some tomatoes, maybe a few melons that are still coming on. But a lot of that crop is starting to go downhill. So instead, I would say, let's make a pile. Let's get it somewhere where you can clean up all the leftover vegetable plants and get them in a pile where you either discard them or burn them rather than composting them. And I know I like to put things back into the earth, but for the fear of fungus and disease and insects, especially to reapply that onto the garden next year. So let's see. Let's go ahead and remove that crop, clean the ground up. If you got to do a little weed whipping, we got some pretty tall weeds in our garden right now. You can ask my wife. And if weed whipping is necessary, maybe you need to hit the weeds with little Kilzol or Roundup, something that'd be systemic that won't sterilize the ground. Once a Kilzol hits a plant, it'll end up killing it off. But once it hits the ground, it becomes sterile. So the garden is no problem on getting ready for the year. So why not kill those weeds instead of letting them go perennial? A lot of the weeds, you end up hitting them. Yes, some of them are annual or biennial, but as they get older, they multiply and it's easier to kill them out. And let's wait a week, 10 days, see what that kill is. Then I'd go ahead and top dress with Waddell's composted cow manure or our garden compost that we sell at the store. Waddell's composted cow manure, I would put about 10 to 15 square foot per bag. Is could be the coverage. And on our compost blend, I'd say between 100 and 125 square foot per yard you could do as far as top dressing. That's just half inch to an inch mixed into that top surface. Once that has been done, let's wait till some weed seed emerges. Then you can hit the secondary growth a second time with a little weed killer. Okay, kills all again or Roundup again, making sure it's systemic so it's not hurting the lawn or the garden, And let's wait another 7 days, then rototill in the compost, the cow manure, maybe some leaves. Now you're starting to rake up the lawn a little bit, leaves and lawn clippings. And yes, you could say there's weed killer maybe on my lawn. Let's go ahead and pass on that. But if you haven't done weed killer lately, 3 or 4 mowings, no problem. Put that on. That'll help in the aeration. Throw in a little gypsum. A lot of times I'm seeing ground that is very heavy, and the aeration on that gypsum and the leaves and the lawn clippings will loosen that up for sure. Till it in on a day that is not wet or muddy, so working the ground does not increase competition. I'm sorry, compaction. A lot of times if you're tilling and it's wet and heavy, that tilling, it'll just settle and make the ground even heavier. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about in that garden and in the lawn on the on this addition is where the Waddell's owners, even ourselves, are seeing great results using humates. And sometimes, Larry, everybody, you know, there's certain words in the the gardening glossary.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, you know, it's like I'm sure it has its own terminology.
I threw out a word the other day, and I said herbaceous, and everybody in the class was like, well, humates, it kind of had a final source for a healthy garden and lawn. Humates are actually food for microbes. Microbes are actually what battles the fungus and the disease in a garden or in a lawn. See, humates has no nitrogen or no fertilizer. It's a chelated agent that is actually mined from the earth. It actually looks like charcoal that's broken down over time. So it takes your soil and makes the nutrients more available all along to be unlocked, like iron or magnesium that plants can't even use. That's right in the ground, but it can't be used because it's locked in. Humates increase grass seed germination, help prevent cure and lawn diseases. Humates reduce heat and drought stress in a lawn. Humates green up the lawn without the use of nitrogen or fertilizers. Because humates are food for microbes, using that when you use beneficial mites or mycorrhiza when planting a tree would be actually great, especially since the poor clay soil that we have in this area, those humates will actually feed on the microbes, and the microbes will actually increase your root structure. And we've talked about this before, whether it be potatoes, melon, impatiens, or dogwood, the humates and the mites would work equal. Mycorrhiza cannot be necessarily used. It wouldn't hurt the plant, but right now the mites that we sell does not work for rhododendron, azalea, and blueberries. Have hard ground? I'll ask this question. Can you actually stick a probe or a pipe in the ground at your house very deep, just pushing it in? 4 inches? How about 6? How about 12? Probably not much people can push it in much more. Most of the time, our ground in Kalamazoo County is very heavy. Yes, there's some sand, and I know I have very heavy ground where we're at, and just about 3 or 4 feet down, digging last year with a backhoe, about 4 foot down is a ton of sand. So, but the more compact the ground is, the less activity in the soil. The heavier the ground, the less lively, or considering it almost like dead soil. A live soil has tons of beneficial bacteria, nematodes, and microbes working in the soil. A live soil needs less water. A live soil with humates takes less fertilizer to achieve better results than what you're using a lot more fertilizer. A lot of times I actually worry on a tree when it goes out. Will this tree survive? Will this tree make it? We've been growing this tree per se for years at Waddell's, and then I get it out into a job site and it dies within a couple months. A lot of times they're very questionable. The humates we actually sell at Waddell's is called Natural Guard Top Dressing. And we also sell Activinate. So when we come back, Larry, I'm not trying to confuse people on some things, but a lot of times we talk about just fertilizers or compost.
Sure.
These humates will really work in people's lawn and in their garden. So come back and I'll add a little more.
All right. And if you have a question today, we'd love to hear from you. 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280 over the garden fence. We'll be right back.
Your spring flowering bulb garden has arrived from the Netherlands at Waddell's, where you'll find the best selection and the best quality bulbs in Southwest Michigan. Now is the ideal time to plant bulbs for gorgeous spring color. Waddell's bulbs are in bulk, so you can pick out exactly the amount you need. And this week, many of your favorites are on sale. For fragrant flowers next spring, get hyacinth bulbs. Now they're all 25% off. Tulips are everyone's favorite. Get gorgeous Darwin tulips in your choice of 15 colors. And this week, 10 large bulbs are on sale for $5.60. Daffodils are known for naturalizing. They not only come up year after year, but they spread, giving you even more blooms as time goes by. This week, 10 large cup yellow daffodils are on sale for $8.90. Don't forget to pick up some allium bulbs. All varieties are now 25% off. Spring blooming bulbs are easy to plant and give so much beauty. Early blooming crocus, snowdrops, extra large pride tulips, tiny tete-a-tete narcissus. The possibilities are endless. And as always, Waddell's Master Gardeners will be glad to help you with advice on how to plant them. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Mill and 12th Street.
We are back with Over the Garden Fence. It is 9:20, and we're going to go to the phone lines now. We have Joyce in Mendon. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning. Good morning, Andy.
How are you today?
I am fine. Yeah. Beautiful sunny day.
It is. What's happening in Mendon today? One of my nice towns I like to visit.
I don't know. I'm out in the country. Okay, my question is, you had said something about your this product looking similar to broken down charcoal, which made me think perhaps charcoal from the grill might be useful for something. Compost or some other use possibly?
Well, of course. Yep, it does. It's not a humate-based item, but charcoal is always used. Actually, within limits, Joyce, but I burn wood, and I use a lot of my ash in proportion out in the garden on the trees. I actually dump it instead of throwing it away. I use a lot of that right in the garden. Now, the charcoal itself has some benefits also just by doing aeration. You got to figure that's just nice decomposed trees originally that mm-hmm. work into the soil. So yeah, that has a good benefit for it.
All right, great. Then you just said ash. We burn wood also and have lots of ash. What if you're burning walnut?
Yep, there you
walnut
go.
Walnut ash would not be good, would it?
It would not. It would be on plants that would tolerate that. Now, Joyce, I'm going to do some research. I wonder if the toxicity gets burned off or the jugulone.
I'm wondering.
I will find out for you.
Awesome. That'd be great.
My thoughts are, Joyce, just make sure if you were using it, there's lots of plants that'll take that jugulone or that toxicity of walnut. Redbud, dogwood, there's certain viburnums. We have a whole list at the store that we could give you.
I will be there.
Yeah. Okay.
I need that. We have walnuts around here that just pop up from the squirrel feeding them.
Yep.
So we're about to cut them down because we don't want them to kill our pines.
Well, and a lot of people plant things thinking that, oh, this time I'm going to dig a bigger hole. I'm going to plant it just a little bit better with it won't work. The toxicity comes into that. So they, U of M and MSU put together each year, and then Waddell's compiles and puts a nice list together. Every other year or so, we upgrade that list. There's new.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so we got a list right at the store that you could pick up.
I will be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joyce. Have a good day.
You too.
Larry, you got ever had battle walnuts?
Yeah. When I was a kid, we had a big tree right by the house. And my dad would dump them in the driveway, and he'd run over them with a car until... to get rid of the outer.
Yeah, and then you pick them up.
Oh, yeah. And I remember how that would smell when they were green. The smell left on your hands was just not pleasant.
My grandfather, I know, and I'm not trying to be mean, but every source back then was important. So I remember my dad saying a lot of times those walnuts were brought inside and shelled during the evening. And
I'm not fond of them anyway. I mean, I love nuts, but walnuts are just not
a lot of acid.
Flavor of them. Yeah.
Well, I had we had a nice walnut in Scott's at the last house, and I asked the boys one day, "Hey, we're going to go out and pick walnuts up. I'll give you a penny a piece on them." They're like, "A penny?" I said, "You know what? Next 5 minutes later, you're going to do it for free." I can't. I need some help here. So
I know.
You can't mow over thousands of walnuts.
No.
Well, Joyce, I'm feeling for you. So let's continue on this. Or you want to take a break, or we can come back, Larry? Doesn't matter to me.
Sure thing. Let's do that. Again, the numbers, if you have a question for Andy, 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280.
It's time you enjoy your landscape more than the deer, rabbits, and moles do. Waddell's Garden Center has Repelix, the 100% natural weapon you need to chase away those uninvited four-legged guests. Repelix is designed to give your bulbs, shrubs, lawn, and fruit trees maximum protection. Keep burrowing critters like moles from tearing up your landscape by applying Repelix Root Saver Mole Repellent. The easy-to-use hose and sprayer bottle covers 8,000 square feet and is on sale now for just $13.91. Or you can apply Repelix with your spreader. The granulated dry formula comes in a container that covers 7,000 square feet, so you can quickly cover your whole lawn. It's on sale for just $18.69. There's even a bulb saver ready-to-use formula especially made to protect your bulbs during the winter months from burrowing animals looking for a meal. Stop by Waddell's today and visit with our helpful experts to learn more about protecting plants from unwanted animals and get the Repellix products you need to give your valuable landscape plants maximum protection. Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
It is 925 and 60 degrees, and we are back once again with Over the Garden Fence. Here's your host, gardening expert, Andy Waddell.
Hey, thank you, everybody, and we'd love to take your call this morning. And we were talking about microbes earlier and humates. I'll tell you, that is why we've been suggesting mites or mycorrhiza in every tree, shrub, evergreen, and perennial planting, because we and you benefit from putting this in the plant. The mites or the mycorrhizae was actually developed for third world countries looking for a way to increase food production. So they started with corn and rice and wheat, trying to increase it production with drought and with flooding and just with the famine problems that a lot of third world countries have. That's why Waddell's actually uses and sells it to increase root development and aid in the transplant shock of a lot of the landscape plantings of trees, shrubs, evergreens. Whether we do it or whether you do it, it reduces mortality significantly in plant by stimulating root development. So, you know, I know that's on one end of the landscape end, but I'll tell you, last couple weeks, it's been getting dry. So how is that lawn looking right now? Is that a little under stress? Mold's a problem? Fungus? Well, I'll tell you, the mold's has been a real challenge. It's been dry and it's been moist. I don't know what has drawn them in, but a lot of people are having issues right now. And just to understand real fast, mold's have feeding and living runs. And it seems like I have a lot of both in the yard. But to control, if you want, go ahead and pound down all those runs, feeding and living runs. I can't tell the difference. Come back in 24 hours. Find out which areas they're using and go ahead and put a little hole in without using your hands. And you can put in one of those runs, Tomcat. It's poison worms that they actually love. Or you could apply Repellix. Repellix is great for almost immediate 24-hour later control if it's watered in. So I'm just saying that there's a couple things. I know Grubex is actually late June, early July, even a little early August, but I'd pass on Grubex right now and use the Repellix. So just a couple ideas, Larry. I know that moles can be an issue, whether it be your dog tearing them up or just ruining a nice lawn. So if you want, we can go to the phones.
Let's do that. We have Jerry in Plainwell. Good morning.
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning. Hey, I have a cherry tree I planted 17 years ago. It's about 20 across and 20 tall. I got two questions. The branches on the bottom are touching the ground now. Mm-hmm. I suspect I should cut some of those off this fall.
I would. I would go ahead, and when the leaves start dropping or they start turning fall color is when I go ahead and do the pruning. A big tree like that, go ahead and cut on the underside and then slice the top so you don't tear that branch off when you're cutting it.
Okay. The second question is, I let a sucker grow up about 3 years ago. Now, this sucker turned into an apple tree growing right up along the main branch of this huge cherry tree I have. And it's taller than the cherry tree now, and this year, the first time I saw it, it was like, oh, this beautiful red cherry buds, it's got a mound of snow on the top of it, like a mountain, these white apple buds. I didn't realize what it was.
Yes, sir.
And now I have an apple tree that's grown up right up inside of it, and it's like a golden, delicious apples. And this is the first year I've noticed it. What do I need to do, if anything?
Well, Jerry, probably, A, it might be grafted, but B, cherry is usually grafted onto its own source. So chances are, not 100%. Can you see it coming out of the ground, or can you see it coming off the stalk?
Coming out of the ground, right next to the base.
Yeah, and more than likely, probably a bird did a droppings, and that apple came up. Now, let's move on. If you want to save the cherry and save the apple, you're probably going to have to open that plant up a little bit, especially since it's the sucker is or the water sprout is 20 foot tall now. But now that it's bearing fruit, you need to make that decision. Do I want to keep it on and kind of enjoy two trees in one? That sounds funny. But, you know, you could always clean it up and bear fruit on the one. And I wanted to ask, is the cherry, was it supposed to be a fruit bearing or non-fruit bearing?
It's fruit bearing. It's got loads of cherries right
yep.
now.
Yep. So my guess is, Jerry, that the birds came to eat the cherry and they dropped the seeds to produce the apple. So either way, there is spray program that you could set up for both the cherry and the apple. You could then this fall, once those leaves drop or early winter, you could do a pruning. Most of the time the fruits are done in late winter on the pruning and clean off all that. Even it sounds funny, water sprouts off the sucker sprouts, you know, but clean that shoot up and determine if you want to keep it or not.
The apple tree is as big around as my, it's probably four inches in diameter right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Four inches in radius right now.
The apple's going to be more dominant than the cherry. It's probably going to grow a little faster. And so Malus probably grows a little faster than Prunus family. And so my thoughts are you can determine if you like them both.
I do.
Okay, so might as well take care of them. Obviously, in the area, there is pollinators for both those other trees. And we could stop in sometime when you're in Kalamazoo. We'll show you at least a apple program. It's very easy to do. And how to prune it and clean it up, clean out that sucker growth. Apples mostly produce off spurs, and they're not off the end tip growth a lot. So pruning time would be late February, early March.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Swing in sometime. We'll show you the programs on how to take care of both those trees all in one.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry.
All right, thanks for the call, Jerry. If you have a question for Andy today, 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280 over the garden fence. We'll be right back.
Make plans to bring the family to Waddell's next Friday and Saturday, September 27th and 28th, for the annual Autumn Festival and Kids' Days at the Garden Center. The kids will love the petting zoo featuring goats, rabbits, a pony, sheep, chickens, even a mini donkey. There will also be a straw maze, a hay wagon ride, face painting, and backed by popular demand, a catapult shooting pumpkins across Waddell's parking lot. The cost is just $3 per child or $8 for the whole family. With each entry, get a $3 coupon to use on any Garden Center purchase. There will also be the popular Stuff a Scarecrow stage. Bring in your old jeans, a flannel shirt, and a pillowcase for the face. Waddell's will provide the straw, twine, stakes, and help for just $3 more. Also, for decorating the entrance to your home, stop with the Porch Pot Pansy Planting Party Station. Bring in a pot or get a new one at Waddell's, then plant a beautiful pot of pansies and fall flowers to take home. Check Waddell's.com for more information and join the fun at the annual Autumn Festival and Kids Days next Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 9 to 4, at Waddell's Nursery, Forest, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Millman 12th Street.
And we're back. It is 9:33 on 590 WKZO. Once again, your host for Over the Garden Fence, Andy Waddell.
Yeah, thank you, everybody, and thank you, Larry. And you guys just heard the ad, and we would love to invite you over for next weekend or even today. Great day to stroll, but next weekend is our petting zoo, Friday and Saturday. And I'll tell you, a lot of kids, Larry, don't even run into animals anymore.
No.
And same with the parents. A lot of times they'll come over and look at a last year I was in the goat pen, and I'm just, you know, bringing families over and stuff, sure. And the one dad comes over and says, hey, kids, come on over and pet the... He looks at me and goes, is this a goat?
Oh, no.
So, you know, you get a couple generations away.
Wow.
And that's why it's nice. We try to bring down and just have a fun day there.
That's great.
Yeah, we erected the trebuchet or the catapult a few years ago. I think Jason Buller, my mechanic and builder of that, I think we're pushing a good 300 to 400 wow. feet on some of those pumpkin launchings. We launched a pop 2 liters at our church a couple months ago or so, and that quite an impact. So,
I bet.
No, we're getting off the gardening path here a little bit, but we surely invite you all over. So the other night I was at a good customer's house. You all are good customers, but standing at her porch, you could hear crashing on the property next door, just almost like someone's breaking branches. And she goes, watch, here comes the deer. And I said, just shh. And sure enough, those deer come right over the fence, Larry.
Oh, wow.
Jumped the fence.
don't even see us because we're higher than the deer and come walking right in the yard. It's like those little buggers. And she says, yesterday morning, I came right up to the back porch and the crab trees within about 10 feet of the door. I walk out and the deer is standing there looking at me. So right now, everybody, the deer are on the prowl. You know why? Is because the tenderness of the perennials have left. And the toughness and the brown tips have actually come on. So when that happens, deer like shoots. They like tip growth. They like fresh. And so once that hosta has turned brown, it's like old salad. They don't, you just don't want it anymore. You're going to move on to something else. So evergreens are going to start being liked. Arborvitae, yews, going to be a plant that they absolutely love. So, again, use a deer repellent. We have Repellex at the store that works very good. A lot of times we'll have some folks come in and explain after the winter what happened to my cedars or arborvitae. The foliage all starts at about 5 feet now. And I said, well, ma'am, I know that's a deer. Well, I don't have deer. I don't ever see them. So I said, well, ma'am, they are munching when you're not looking. And sometimes they come during the day, and a lot of times they'll come in the night. But put it on now. That way they will set the barriers now. They'll move on. If they see that they can come into your yard a little bit easier, be a little easier to munch on. Well, the same way with those moles earlier I was talking about. If you can start your barrier with the Repellex, work up by the house and work your way across the yard, and then go ahead and water it in. If we get some rains coming up, that Repellex will work down into that soil. And I know people, I talked about the tomcat poison worms. We also have a number of different mole traps, and some people are sworn to those too. I have choker and loop style traps, and I even have an electronic shaker that you put batteries in that will provide a vibration in the ground, too, that will cover some area, too. So if you do a little prevention now, then you'll probably have a lot more savings later. A lot of times when the yews get demolished is really when people start getting flustered, or the arborvitaes. And if you're picking cedars this fall, why not pick a Mission or a Techni variety of arborvitae? That cedar, Techni arborvitae, is it deer proof? No. But we have deer at our store bad. I mean, really bad. There is, we put up 8-foot fences, and out in the front of our store is a row of arborvitaes, and the Techni arborvitaes seem not to be messed with spring, summer, fall. Now, it could all be different, but just kind of give you some advice. I love the look of the cedar, and at the same time, I don't like the look of a destroyed cedar from the deer. So, good time for planting, too. If you have that opportunity, September and October will really push out a lot of new growth as far as the roots if you're putting in evergreens. Our farm is just starting to dig Norway spruce, Serbian spruce, white pines I talked about last week, and you couldn't ask for a better month to get those installed. Now let's talk about installation. Larry, you like s'mores?
Love them. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? You know, when we go up to Silver Lake on the mini vacations, I think the first thing the kids used to do is hurry up and get the campfire going, Dad. You know, we're not even out of the car yet, and Caleb or Zach's trying to start the fire years ago. But we've got a lot of nice fire pits that could be put in the yard. Some are just an hour project. Some are just a 5-minute project, and some are a weekend project. Little degree of what you want to get involved with. One of our managers, Sherry at Waddell's, works out in the nursery with us, got just a little mini one, just something that they could use in portage, and small little fire, obviously nothing roaring, just one of the raised ones, and knows how fun it is just gathering the family around and enjoying a little s'mores, a little family time, if nothing else. So the fire pits we sell a company called Rosetta. And Rosetta has two kits. One is a dimensional stone that is a square rectangular, square fire pit. I think they're 44 by 44. It's got a nice metal lip to the fire inside cover. And so the fire pit itself has a nice lip on top of the brick, so it has a nice finished accent. I also have a dimensional that is very nice for just a little different look, since you always see the round ones. Rosetta also has Belvedere, which has taken the kind of the look of a natural stone and mimicked a whole bunch of different Canadian-style outcroppings and made a natural look in a concrete stone. And they have a round fire pit that's called the Belvedere, and it is stunning. Very easy to put together. Comes with a little kit. And we can come back, Larry, and I've got Garden Accent, some other natural fire pits that maybe we could build.
We'll have a couple minutes for some closing comments. We'll be right back with Over the Garden Fence on 590 WKZO.
The lawn experts at Woodell's want you to know that now is a great time to repair thin or bare spots in your lawn or install a new one. And now is when you'll get great prices while Woodell's exclusive grass seed blends are on sale. This week, Woodell's disease-resistant Supreme Sunny Lawn Seed is just $6.27 for a two-pound bag, and City Mix grass seed for high traffic areas is just $4.89 for a two-pound bag. Have a shady spot? Get Woodell's Deluxe Shady. It's also on sale this week. Woodell's grass seed is sold in bulk, so you can get just the right amount you need. Before putting in your grass seed or sod, be sure to bring in a 6x6-inch sod sample to Woodell's for free soil analysis and lawn improvement program. If you're not sure what your lawn needs, Woodell's lawn pros are always glad to help you choose the right products. They'll even test your soil's pH for free. Be sure to put on starter fertilizer when planting your grass seed for better germination and deeper rooting. Max Lawn Starter Fertilizer is on sale for $10.99 for the 5,000 square foot bag. Woodell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, helping to green Southwest Michigan for 67 years, is on Texas Drive at the corner of Milliman 12th Street.
It is 9:42 and a very nice morning. It is 60 now, and once again, your host for Over the Garden Fence, Sandy Woodell.
You bet. Thank you, everybody. And just finishing up with our fire pits, and I'll tell you, I was just talking to you about the Rosetta Stone that is made out of Charlevoix, Michigan, and supporting a Michigan company, and we love the look of those fire pits. We also have Garden Accent, which is a nice little retaining wall that goes onto some galvanized rings that we sell 30, 36, and 42 inches across. And the round rings set down in, they're 1 foot tall, and then you build the little retaining wall around it, and that makes a very easy fire pit to put together. And we also have dozens of kinds of natural stone that you could put together. Now, I want to end there, Larry, so I can comment on Jerry's tree in Plainwell again. Most of the time, everybody, when you see two trees coming up like that, it is not a cherry and an apple, but it's usually cherry and a cherry or an apple and an apple. And a lot of times the understory or the roots are grafted to the top, and the understory of the plant shoots out faster than the top of the tree. And so a lot of times you'll go by and you'll see a crab apple, and it's a pink crab apple, Larry, and the whole top of it's bright white.
Oh.
And a lot of it is the original tree was pink.
Sure.
The root structure is stronger, and that's the white tree, and that shoots out above the top. Uh-huh. So we have, and that's what I was going to say, Jerry, if you didn't want it and it was the same kind of tree, we have something now called sucker stopper.
Huh.
Larry was off the market for a number of years, but you can put it on the sprouts of the tree and not kill the tree. So a lot of times when you're weed whipping those crab apples and there are tons of sprouts coming up, it helps on killing those all off and saving the tree. Tidbits right up to the last minute. So
very good.
Anybody want to give us a call during the week at the store, Monday through Saturday, or come down and join us at the petting zoo next Friday or Saturday?
Next Friday and Saturday, yes. That sounds like fun. Thank you so much, Andy. This has been Over the Garden Fence with your host, Andy Woodell, brought to you each Saturday by Woodell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center at the corner of Milliman 12th Street. Join us again next Saturday morning after the 9 o'clock news for Over the Garden Fence. Coming up next, your financial planner with Ron Weiser on 590 WKZO.